Good afternoon, everyone. I would invite you to find your seats, please. It's just like a family gathering. People are happy to see each other and start their conversations, but you'll be able to do that after the meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to our 35th Annual Meeting of Shareholders. The meeting will be held in French and English. Simultaneous interpretation is available in both languages. Please feel free to ask questions in the language of your choice.
Held in French and in English, translation will be available in both languages. Afin de faciliter le déroulement de l'assemblée,
to expedite matters, we asked a few shareholders of the corporation to move and second some motions. I would now like to introduce the people seated at my side, Mr. Donald Le Cavalier, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. François Olivier, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Christine Desaulniers, Chief Legal Officer and Corporate Secretary. Please allow me to welcome the young entrepreneurs who participated and are still participating in the Parcours Entrepreneur Rémi Marcoux at the HEC Montréal, a business school in Montreal. Welcome to you all. We will start with the formal part of the meeting to be followed by our annual address. I would invite you to hold your questions and or comments, to the end of the meeting. I will act as chair of the meeting, and Ms. Christine Desaulniers will act as secretary. I request that the representatives of the AST Trust Company Canada to act as scrutineers at this meeting. Ms. Francine Beauséjour and Ms. Isabelle Vachon have submitted their report indicating that we have quorum. I therefore declare this meeting duly convened and constituted. The scrutineer's report and other relevant documents pertaining to this meeting will be filed with the records of the meeting. The agenda indicates that we'll be receiving the consolidated financial statements of the corporation for the fiscal year ended October 28, 2018, together with the auditor's report therein. A copy of these documents included in the 2018 annual report will also be filed with the records of the meeting. Now, before we proceed with the election of the directors of the corporation, and despite the fact that he's not here with us, I would like to pay tribute to Mr. Richard Fortin, who has decided to not stand for re-election after nearly 15 years as a board member. He played a crucial role at Transcontinental, notably as senior director and chairman of the audit committee. Throughout these years, we were able to count on his leadership, his business acumen, his entrepreneurial spirit, and his vast experience as a business leader and corporate director. I would like to thank him sincerely for his wise counsel during these many years. Now, as you can appreciate, the number of proposed director nominees is 13, of which 8 are independent. Let me point out that all director nominees are currently directors of the corporation. In fact, during the year, we appointed Mr. Peter Brues to the board. Mr. Brues has had an impressive career spanning 20 years in the Americas and Europe in the packaging industry as a senior executive at Amcor, a multinational company which develops and produces packaging for a variety of end markets. He has extensive experience in international manufacturing operations. As president of Amcor Flexibles Europe and Americas, based in Europe from 2010 to 2015, Peter was responsible for 72 plants in 22 countries. I will now ask Mr. Jacques Grégoire to move the motion for the election of the directors. Madam Chair, I move that the following nominees be elected as directors of Transcontinental and remain in office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until the election or appointment of his or her successor. Peter Brues, Jacin Côté, Yves Leduc, Isabelle Marcoux, Nathalie Marcoux, Pierre Marcoux, Anna Martini, François Olivier, Mario Plourde, Jean Raymond, François Roy, Anita Bay. I will now ask Ms. Catherine Chartrand to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Thank you, Jacques and Catherine. Are there any questions concerning this motion? The motion is duly made and seconded. For the election of nominees as directors, we have received shareholders' proxies expressed on an individual basis. Unless there are other nominations for directors, I would now move to the vote by a show of hands. Those in favor, opposed, if any. I hereby declare the motion carried and the nominees elected as directors of the corporation. Let me introduce them at this time, and I would ask each director to stand when I read out their names. Mr. Peter Brues, Corporate Director. Ms. Jacinthe Côté, Chair of the Board of Directors of Hydro-Québec and Corporate Director. Mr. Yves Leduc, President and Chief Executive Officer of Velan Inc. Ms. Nathalie Marcoux, VP Finance of Capinabel Inc. Mr. Pierre Marcoux, President of TC Media, Mr. Rémi Marcoux, Founder and Director at Transcontinental, Ms. Anna Martini, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Club de Hockey Canadien, Bell Center and Evenco, Mr. Mario Plourde, President and CEO of Cascade Inc., Mr. Jean Raymond, Vice Chairman, Managing Director and Head of Capital Markets, QC, CIBC World Markets Inc., Mr. François Roy, Corporate Director, Ms. Annie Tabet, Partner at Celtis Capital, Mr. François Olivier, and myself. Congratulations to all our directors. Let me point out that women make up 38.5% of our board of directors, and I am extremely proud of this achievement. At Transcontinental, we strongly believe that gender diversity is vital to any workplace and that a gender diverse and inclusive organization creates value for all its stakeholders. The next item on the of business is the appointment of auditors for the current fiscal year. The Board of Directors recommends the appointment of KPMG LLP as auditors of the corporation for fiscal year ended October 27, 2019. I will now ask Ms. Isabelle Côté to move the proposed resolution. Madam Chair, I move that KPMG LLP be appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. Thank you. I will now ask Mr. Mathieu Hébert to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Are there any questions concerning this motion? The motion is duly moved and seconded. Let's now vote by a show of hands. Those in favor? Opposed? I declare the motion carried and KPMG LLP appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year. Furthermore, the Board of Directors is duly authorized to fix their remuneration. At this point, I would like to deliver my annual message. Mr. Olivier and Mr. Le Cavalier will follow me. I would like to remind you that our presentations may contain forward-looking statements, and I therefore invite you to read the caution notice on the screen. Now, let me tell you about the year just ended and our social responsibility strategy. 2018 can be defined in two words, historic and transformational. Two words that are aligned not only with our commitment to TC's transcontinental profitable long-term growth, but also two words that reflect our desire to see the corporation flourish well into the future in Quebec, in Canada, and increasingly beyond our borders. First, 2018 marks a milestone in our history since TC Transcontinental made the largest transaction in its 42 years of existence. Indeed, on May 1, 2018, the corporation announced the acquisition of Covaris Americas, thus becoming a North American leader in flexible packaging. This major transaction was given serious consideration. As you know, our decisions are made to ensure TC Transcontinental's continuity. All of those decisions made in 2018 can attest to that, and most notably the decision with respect to Covaris Americas. This transaction led us to carry out in-depth analysis of the industry, the assets, and the competitive advantages, as well as the risk. As with every one of our projects, no stone was left unturned. All aspects of the transaction and its implications were evaluated. Today, I stand before you with great satisfaction that all of this work enabled us to make an informed decision. This decision was made with the support of our board of directors, including my family members. Their constant strategic contribution made it possible for our teams to move forward with confidence, and I'd like to thank you. On behalf of TC Transcontinental, I sincerely thank them for contributing to our continued success. Their vast experience on a national and international scale and their combined paths create a most powerful dynamic and provide us with exemplary governance. Under François Olivier's solid leadership, the transformation that continues to unfold at TC Transcontinental follows years of building our flexible packaging platform through targeted acquisitions. François was able to create the right conditions for our dynamic executive management team to make our strategic shift into flexible packaging, and it became a reality. However, it must be said this transformation is guided with a view to maintaining our other areas of activity. It is therefore with diligence and determination that our executives maintain our leadership position in the printing sector and our specialty media. With unwavering focus, they ensured that we achieve our business objectives. I commend their hard work, energy, and enthusiasm for TC Transcontinental's success. Being an exemplary corporate citizen has always been a priority for TC Transcontinental. In 2018, we took a number of actions in this regard. Today, I'd like to talk about two of them. First of all, beyond our financial results, corporate social responsibility remains more than ever at the forefront of our priorities. It is fundamental for us to build and leave the legacy of a solid, responsible corporate citizen for future generations. So this is always to play a sustainable leadership. As part of this three-year plan, we will continue to deploy significant efforts in terms of products that are recyclable, compostable, and made from recycled plastic, not only to reduce our environmental footprint, but also to help our customers to do the same. Secondly, the representation of women within our corporation remains a priority, both within our board of directors and in our operations. More than 30% of our members and our managers are women. We strive to promote a culture of inclusion and diversity, and some of our programs and policies are a testament to this. Now, in closing, I would like to sincerely thank all the members of the board of directors for their availability and their guidance throughout this historic year of profound transformation. It is truly a privilege for us to benefit from their sound counsel. Your vision and their insight and their comments make us a better company. I would also like to thank our employees who on a daily basis share our vision through their commitment to achieving our objectives. Thank you for your commitment. Finally, my last words are for you, the shareholders. You have always believed in TC Transcontinental, and you have always supported our decisions. Thank you for your trust. I will now turn the floor over to Mr. François Olivier.
Merci, Isabelle. Bon après-midi.
Thank you, Isabelle. Good afternoon. It is now my turn to welcome you to our annual meeting, capping of 2018, a year to remember marked by the largest acquisition in our history, Covaris Americas. This year was a springboard for well-thought-out growth. I can tell you that I'm very proud of it. Once again, Our talented people were right at the heart of our success together. We executed our strategy every day and put much energy into transforming our company. I would like to start by sincerely thanking them. During my presentation, I will provide a brief overview of our 2018 consolidated financial results. I will then address the broad themes of our strategy for each of our business sectors by highlighting our main achievements. Finally, I will close by looking ahead to our future with our outlook for 2019. First, our financial results. Our consolidated adjusted revenues increased by 26% to $2.5 billion in fiscal 2018. This considerable growth is mainly attributable to the strategic acquisitions made in our packaging sector, more specifically that of Covers Americas on May 1st. A truly transformational transaction. To such an extent that in 2018, only 4 years after embarking on our strategic shift into flexible packaging, these activities account for 38% of our consolidated adjusted revenues. And in 2019, packaging will represent more than half of our consolidated revenues. Also, the growth in our revenues for 2018 was slightly mitigated by certain factors. I'd like to point out here the sale of our local and regional newspapers in Quebec in line with our business strategy. In short, we took the decisions needed to advance and transform our asset portfolio. Profitability metrics also speak for themselves. The adjusted operating earnings increased by 15% compared to the previous fiscal year. Simply put, our operations are performing well. And what about the adjusted net earnings, which for the fourth consecutive year was at a historic record since the founding of TC Transcontinental? They reached $239 million, an increase of 12% compared to the prior year. In 2018, we generated significant cash flows totaling $539 million, and we also invested to ensure our long-term growth. In 2018, we deployed close to $1.8 billion in multiple strategic acquisitions. Other than Covers Americas, mentioned earlier, on the packaging side, we welcome Multifilm Packaging in Chicago and Les Industries Flexipack here in Montreal, in addition to the promising acquisitions of Contec, Sommerbeck, and Edison in our media sector. Finally, in 2018, we spent a total of $80 million in capital expenditures. We distributed to you, our shareholders, dividends of $69 million and repurchased $24 million in shares. Now, a few words about our debt. The acquisition of Covers Americas for a purchase price of $1.32 billion contributed to the increase in our net indebtedness, which stood at $1.421 million at the end of fiscal 2018 Canadian dollars. As for our 2018 pro forma net indebtedness ratio, it stands at 2.7 times, and we expect that it will decline below 2.0 by the end of fiscal 2020. It goes without saying that we are very satisfied with our fiscal 2018 financial results. Let's turn now to our main achievements in 2018, starting with our packaging sector. In 2018, this sector became a leader in flexible packaging in North America with revenues of $977 million. This growth of 217% compared to fiscal 2017 stems primarily from the significant contribution of our three acquisitions. We now have a presence in Quebec thanks to the acquisition of Les Industries Flexipack at the beginning of fiscal 2018. This flexible packaging plant will gradually relocate its equipment over the course of 2019 to our plant in Pointe-aux-Trembles, where the La Presse daily newspaper was printed. This will enable Transcontinental Flexipac to expand and increase its production capacity. We then completed our sixth acquisition in the industry, namely that of Multifilm Packaging, located in Illinois, a leader in high-end confectionery packaging in North America. Finally, with the acquisition of Covers Americas, we extended our presence on a global scale with the addition of 21 production sites, mainly in North America and Latin America. We expanded our product offering and can now count on best-in-class manufacturing capabilities and greater plastic film manufacturing capabilities. Of course, we deployed much effort towards the integration of our activities and to welcome the thousands of new employees who joined the ranks of TC Transcontinental. Today, our packaging sector has over 4,000 employees working in 28 plants. Besides acquisitions, we are pursuing organic sales growth in packaging. The 1.2% growth in 2018 is satisfactory, but below the objective we had set for ourselves. What is the takeaway for our packaging sector? We have a solid platform, quality assets, enviable relationships with customers who are leaders in their market, and, above all, a talented team focused on our growth and ready to take on challenges. Now, before moving on to the review of our printing sector, I would like to present to you our packaging video, which has recently been updated with footage from some of our newly acquired plants. So, I just want to warn you, this was the most interesting part of my presentation. This was done by our own group, Primedia, so that's very good. So, let's continue with our printing sector, which had another very good year, excluding the favorable effect of $102 million for the accelerated recognition of deferred revenues related to the agreement signed with Hearst in December 2017. Adjusted revenues for this sector decreased by 4% to $1.443 million. Its profitability remains strong and even similar to that of 2017, excluding the non-cash effect of the end of the recognition of deferred revenues for certain newspapers. That is significant. Why? Because TC Transcontinental Print printing is able to adapt within a printing industry that is experiencing systemic decline. How do we do it? First, we rigorously manage our long-term contracts with all large Canadian retailers in order to solidify our position as a leader in the solid vertical of integrated retailer-related services. More than 60% of our printing revenues in 2018 came from pre-media services, flyer printing and distribution, as well as in-store marketing product printing. Demand for these services remained relatively stable during the last fiscal year. I would like to highlight that the in-store marketing product vertical is growing and now represents over $75 million in revenues on an annualized basis. Furthermore, we are continuously optimizing our printing platform. In 2018, we continued to adjust our platform capacity and our costs to business volumes, namely by consolidating our newspaper printing activities in Quebec into three plants. Overall, by all counts, our rigorous management of activities in this sector enabled us to maintain the best performance in the industry. Finally, our activities in the media sector generated revenues of $116 million in 2018, as well as a solid operating earnings margin of 15%. In line with our strategy to develop our specialty media activities, we made acquisitions. Contec, which joined Group Constructo, as well as the pan-Canadian publisher and distributor of French-language books, Soma Beck, and publishing house Adissem, which joined the ranks of TC Media Books. 2018 was also marked by the completion of the sale of our portfolio of local and regional newspapers in Quebec. This was the end of an important chapter in our history with respect to local news publishing. We are very satisfied given that all of these newspapers are in the hands of dynamic and competent local owners. We are proud to remain involved in the industry as a printer and distributor. Excluding the sale of these assets as part of a strategy, TC Media had a solid performance in 2018.
2019. Let's start with the packaging sector, a major engine of growth for our company. First of all, our acquisitions, especially that of Corvus Americas, will significantly contribute to our results. In addition, we are confident that our well-established sales force will contribute to generating organic revenue growth throughout fiscal 2019, which also should contribute to profitability. We will realize anticipated cost synergies related to the acquisition of Corvus Americas, and Donald will provide you with more details during his presentation. Our objective is clear. We are committed to steadily increase profitability over the next 3 years to achieve a 15% adjusted EBITDA margin. Finally, we will continue to identify complementary acquisition opportunities for our packaging portfolio. In our printing sector, we expect revenues from our service offering to Canadian retailers to remain solid in fiscal 2019, while trending slightly lower. Revenues from our other printing verticals should continue to be impacted by the migration of advertising investments to digital. But rest assured that we will be very active and proactive. We will work to grow our market share in all of our verticals, more specifically in the growing markets of in-store marketing products and pre-media services. We are also planning to invest in automation to continue improving our manufacturing efficiency. In addition, equipment from the Fremont, California facility is in the process of being installed in some of our Canadian plants. This will enable us to optimize the efficiency of our retail printing platform during the year. Finally, for the media sector, we will continue to develop our non-advertising-based product and services offering. We will also remain on the lookout for targeted acquisitions to develop our portfolio of assets and our promising segments. J'entrevois donc 2019.
I am optimistic about 2019. Driven by our 2018 results, we will pursue our growth with agility and confidence. We expect to continue generating significant cash flows from our operating activities, which will first be allocated to reducing our net indebtedness. 2018 marked our history. 2019 will guide our future. In closing, I would like to recognize the commitment and rigor of our employees. Without them, the year of leaping forward that we just have experienced would not have been possible. Every day, I witness the efforts that are passionately invested. I want to sincerely thank all of them, and many of them are here in this room. So, thank you to all the people at Transcontinental. I would also like to highlight the exceptional contribution of the members of the Executive Management Committee and our other executives. They rise without hesitation of the many challenges that forge our path. Because of their leadership and sound management, we can stay focused on our objectives and our desire to build for the long term. I must also thank the members of our Board of Directors. They guide us through our transformation with great tact. Their wise counsel is invaluable to us. Finally, it is to our customers that we owe our results. Without their renewed trust and commitment to make TC Transcontinental their partner of choice, all of our efforts would be in vain. Thank you for contributing to our success. To conclude, dear shareholders, thank you for your trust. Know that we remain committed and determined to ensuring our profitable long-term growth. Thank you for your attention. I would now turn the floor over to Donald Le Cavalier.
Merci, François, et bon après.
Thank you very much, François, and good afternoon, everyone. As François pointed out, we are heading into 2019 with momentum and on track with the execution of our plan. Our results demonstrated solid revenue growth in the first quarter. And while profitability was somewhat softer than expected, we feel confident that we can achieve our objectives. Overall, our first quarter adjusted revenues grew 73%, from 462 to 752 million. This increase essentially stems from the acquisition of Coveris Americas, which contributed an amount of $306 million. We also posted good organic revenue growth of close to $5 million, or 7% in our packaging sector. These results were partially offset by three elements. First, the unfavorable effect of $19.5 million related to the sale of our newspaper printing activities in California to Hearst, including the unfavorable non-cash effect of $7.9 million for the end of the recognition of deferred revenues. Second, a shortfall of $9 million related to the disposal of local and regional newspapers in Quebec. And finally, we were impacted by an organic revenue decline of $7 million in our printing sector. This decrease is due to slightly lower revenues in our retailer-related services, as well as a decrease in printing volume in some other verticals. Now, in terms of profitability, adjusted operating earnings increased by $6 million, or 9%, to $77 million. This increase is mainly due to the acquisition of Coveris Americas, as well as organic revenue growth in our packaging sector. However, it was partially offset by certain factors. First, the $9.9 million non-cash effect of the end of the recognition of deferred revenues from the San Francisco Chronicle, La Presse, and the Globe and Mail in the Maritimes. Then the organic revenue decline in certain verticals of the printing sector. As we mentioned at the time of the Coveris Americas acquisition, we are confident about achieving synergies of more than $20 million over a 24-month period following the acquisition, of which $10 million are expected in the first 12 months on an annualized basis, meaning by the end of quarter. Furthermore, we note that the synergies realized in the first quarter are ahead of our expectations. Now, turning to results, to adjusted net earnings, despite the growth of adjusted operating earnings, they declined by 12% or $6 million to $46 million, mainly as a result of higher financial expenses. These stem from the increase in long-term debt related to the financing of Corvus America's acquisition. On a per-share basis, adjusted net earnings went from 67 cents to 52 cents as a result of the decrease in adjusted net earnings and the effect of the issuance of 10.8 million Class A subordinate voting shares of the corporation in May 2018. In Q1, cash flow from operating activities before changes in non-cash operating items and income taxes paid decreased by $27 million from $137 million in Q1 of 2018 to $107 this quarter. This decline is mainly attributable to the favorable effect in Q1 of 2018 of a $25 million U.S. payment from Hearst for early termination of the printing agreement. We also paid $21 million in taxes, and we allocated $41 million to capital expenditures. Finally, in the first quarter, we distributed $18 million in dividends. In terms of capital allocation, one of our priorities has always been to ensure sustainable dividend growth. In fact, as a sign of confidence in the corporation's transformation, we announced today a 4.8 increase, which translates to an annual dividend of 88 cents per share. At yesterday's closing price, this represents a yield of 4.1%. Since 1993, the dividend has grown at a compound annual growth rate of 11%. Now, regarding our financial position, taking into account the increase of our indebtedness related to the acquisition that I just mentioned, our pro forma net indebtedness ratio stood at 2.7 times at the end of the Q1 2019. And as Francois mentioned, we are aiming to decrease it to 2 times by the end of fiscal 2020. Before concluding, let me remind you that in Q2 of 2019, our revenues and profitability will be affected by the end of our printing activities in California, namely a non-cash effect of $4.4 million, $3 million related to transitional services to Hearst, and $8 million in revenues related to the rest of the operations sold to Hearst. To conclude, we are in a good position to continue with the successful transformation of Transcontinental. We begin the year with confidence, highly focused on our strategy in order to realize the full potential of our activities and gradually improve our margins in packaging. We will continue to leverage our ability to generate significant cash flows in order to reduce our indebtedness. We thank you, our shareholders, for your trust and support. Thank you for your attention. And I will now turn the floor to Isabelle. Now we have reached a Q&A period for shareholders. We will be holding a media. And you must be a registered shareholder. And afterwards, we'll be holding a media press conference after the annual meeting of shareholders. So since there doesn't seem to be any questions or further business, we have exhausted the items on the agenda, I would ask the termination of the meeting. I would ask Ms. Caroline Hamel to move a motion of termination. Madam Chair, I move to terminate the meeting. Thank you, Caroline. I will ask Mr. Roby Matteo to second the motion. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Those in favor, please indicate by a show of hands. Opposed, if any, the motion is carried. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I look forward to seeing you again next year. Thank you.